Hey, thanks for checking out the Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon, a family-friendly actual play podcast. Last time, Simon helped the citizens of Wood's Edge evacuate into a large tree in the center of town, while Jeff and Frederick swept around the streets taking out pit vipers wherever they could. However, the snakes all fled when something much larger and much more dangerous appeared. The town's mayor, a jaguar named Susan, had gone feral and attacked. Jeff and Frederick began fighting the beast, with Simon joining them shortly after. Yeah, so you bash it for one in the back of the head.
Nice.
All right, let's flip for round two.
I'm getting worse, which is probably good, because initiative doesn't matter as much. I'm a two.
Oh, Jules, you're at least a four.
Wow. You know what? Okay. People on the weekend thought I was at nine.
Who's the people at the weekend?
The people who the gig I played at.
Oh, so they think you were a sexy girl.
Yeah.
Yay. What's an ace? Is it very bad?
It's one.
Uh-huh. It's worse than my two.
I got an ace of diamonds.
Okay, well, between
but at least you got diamonds.
Yeah, you two have got a one and a two. Like, you can't get...
I also got a two of diamonds, so I feel like we're friends now.
Yay.
Okay, the jaguar gets a king.
Oh, show off. I mean, he only had to have a three.
And Frederick gets a jack, so
what? We are irrelevant.
Yep. So the...
Who's an elephant? Jack...
I was going to say that, but I thought it would be late. But then you said it, and it turns out it was awesome.
It's going to try and stamp on the pigeon on the ground in front of it with its claws. Straight up club flip. And, oh, that's a 17.
Oh, that doesn't sound good. Because do I get to flip against that? Or?
Yeah, you either dodge out the way or you take it against your breastplate or...
Yeah, so maybe I try and roll so my breastplate's in the way. What would that be? Probably strength, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not good anyway. I mean, it is a club, so that is helpful, but it is an ace of clubs. So...
Right.
I really only get like 9, maybe?
Okay.
Yeah, 9.
Okay, yeah, you take 8 damage as this big cat's paw comes down and just slashes you with its claws and stomps you into the ground.
I have 9 HP.
Yep. And Frederick is going to give up his turn in the initiative to aid you. In whatever your next action is.
Okay.
Unfortunately, he flipped a club to aid you, so that's no help.
Cool. That's twice you've done this to me.
And now it's your turn, Simon.
Awesome. Okay, so Simon's on the ground being stomped on, right? That's pretty much what's happening?
Yep.
Okay, so he wants to just peck at whatever he can get, really. Because nobody's told him not to attack this thing, so...
Yep.
Fair enough. He's just gonna try and lash out. So, that's a diamond, and it's a 9. And this is probably, again, gonna be a club, so that's 14 for that, plus his 3 for picking, 17.
17. Okay, it gets a 13 to try and dodge out the way. So
nice.
You manage to. Where do you peck it?
Let's just say like he stomped on me and then he kind of growled at me down low, and I peck him right on the like face. Like I make a gash in his face and her face, but I don't know that.
Yeah. So you actually, in doing that, you come quite close to where Jeff is riding on the back of her head.
Yeah.
And Jeff, your turn.
Jeffrey, seeing that his current attack isn't working, decides to switch position and sort of flips himself over so that he's straddling the nose area of the jaguar, and continues trying to bash it between the eyes, but from the front.
Okay, cool. Yep, roll, make a club flip.
Okay, so Jack of Diamonds, cool. So 13, 15 for Golden Shield, plus one for Moxie, so 16.
Okay, and again, just sort of has to take it. She can't exactly dodge this. That is a 15 to try and just take it. So again, one damage. You're just doing these little shield bashies with your 20, which makes sense. You're a mouse hitting a jaguar.
Yeah, you know, it makes sense.
And yeah, we're around to round three already.
So I'm getting better again. I just want you to remember that when I tell you that this is a three.
Did you get a king, Simon?
Jeff.
Yes.
King of Diamonds, yes.
Okay, King, Jeff, then Jaguar, then Simon, then the Frederick. Cool, Jeff, what do you do?
So the shield battery isn't working. So what Jeff is going to do is run down the Jaguar's back, leap, grab its tail, and use it to swing him around to kick it in the belly. So underneath.
This is fully swashbuckling.
Fantastic. That's my aim. Okie dokie. So,
I just want the Hollywood club. I want the Hollywood visual of that. This mouse running down the spine of this jaguar.
That is awesome. Yeah, just trying to knock the wind out of her or make her throw up. So I got a spade, so not great. But it's also a 4, also not great. So this is a club flip, yeah?
No, spades for swashbuckling.
Oh, cool, awesome. So, got a spade, which is good. Got a 4, which is not. That's a 8, 14. Yeah, so 14 and a spade.
14 and a spade. That Jaguar gets a 10 to just, again, try and just take it. So, yeah, this is a much better attack. You do this epic swinging maneuver using the tail as a rope and swing up under the belly and cause 4 damage. Do you try and hold on? Do you let yourself drop to the ground? What do you
Let yourself drop to the ground. I think, after that attack, there's either the jaguar's going to flick its tail and send me flying, or I can drop down.
Yeah. Okay. And, jaguar's turn. You're now standing under this jaguar, standing under a bridge, sort of. I like all the visuals of the things that Jeff does in combat.
Yeah, I like the idea of him as a swashbuckler. So, you know, jumping on ropes and, you know, swinging about and just generally being very sort of active around the place.
Land pirate.
Yeah, plus he's very small, so he can sort of be thrown and, fly about the place. And,
Yeah, the jaguar has sort of lost sight of you, Jeff, being underneath it. And it is going to... So let's see. What did Simon do last time? What did Frederick do last time?
I kicked it in its face.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It tried to step on you. Or it did step on you, and then you recovered and picked it in the face.
Yeah.
Okay, what's this jaguar going to do? It's going to try and frighten all of you with a terrifying growl. So this is going to be a heart flip, and it's going to take a -2 because it's doing it against 3 targets.
Mm-hmm.
That is a 17, but it's a diamond, so -2 is a 15. So you need to not be frightened. Flip a 15 or higher.
I think the best I can do is a 9.
See what this is? This is a Jack of Diamonds. And my diamonds is already 6, so...
It's a heart flip, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So I've got a 4 of clubs. My heart is 3, so 7. And I'm going to put both Moxie and Macho on it to bring me up to a 9.
Ted had a go at me about this. He said, you can only use 1 skill. He said, how come Oliver keeps using multiple skills? I'm like, I don't know.
All right, so it's an 8.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, so you
mine
are...
is... Wait, so heart 4, and can I use my charm to get out of this?
I'd say no, you're not trying to do the charming, you're trying to not be affected.
True. Okay, so mine is a 14, sadly.
Okay, and Frederick... Okay, he flipped low too. Yeah, all three of you get a -4 to your next action.
Cool. And I didn't take that as damage.
Correct. That's right. It just did a really scary growl, and you're all like a bit shaken in your boots.
That's spooked.
Okay, and Simon.
Oh, well, that is great. I just basically want to still have a jaguar standing on me.
No, you pecked it in the face, so you got out from under its claws.
Oh, okay. So we decided I moved. Okay, this is good. I still am annoyed at him yelling at me, and I basically want to do that thing where you, like you clap your hands over the person's ears, but, like, with my wings, with
nice.
My blades out.
I like that. That hurts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
With a -4.
Yeah, it's not great. Cool. There's not really any point. It's under a 10 because I drew a 2.
Okay. And yep, that the jaguar gets a 18.
I did draw a 2 of clubs, by the way. So does that mean I at least get a positive something happen out of it, even though I failed?
So what was your total score?
5 + 2, 7, 9. Yeah, 9.
Okay, yeah, it got an 18.
Mm.
And you had a -4 on that as well.
Yeah, so technically
so you only got a 5. So you just take 13 damage where you try to slap it in the face, but it just straight up bites you, big time.
So I die.
You are unconscious.
Yes.
Yeah, you just fall to the ground. Just this pigeon body just goes thump on the ground.
Yep.
Fred is going to act and is going to fly to his fallen companion and try and do a quick heal on the spot. Healing damage is a diamond action. You can add one skill and one item bonus to the flip. The action result is how many points of damage is removed from the injured character. Okay. That's fine. Frederick flies over to you and he tries to administer some first aid. He gets a 7 of... Oh, diamonds. Cool. So that's beneficial. So, yeah, you get back 7 health. And you...
But I took...
You feel...
13,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, but you went down to 0.
Oh, so you go down to 0. Okay.
Yeah, I believe so. Ted, email me if I'm wrong. Yeah, you just come back with 7 hit points.
Okay.
And now we are on round 4.
Good.
Because I don't shuffle my flips, like I don't shuffle my flips back into the pack, I track how many crap flips I do compared to how many good ones. I've done 10 flips under 6. And we've only done like 15 flips.
I got a 6.
Yeah, I got a 6.
Okay. Okay, you got a 6 of hearts.
Yeah.
And what did Jeff get?
6 of clubs.
Okay, tiebreaker is...
Oh yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, hearts first. So it's Simon, Jeff, it's a 7 for the Jaguar.
Uh-oh.
Oh, and an ace for Frederick, so he's last. So the Jaguar is reeling in the success of having bitten down really hard on this annoying golden pigeon, is going to try and do the same, but to the owl. That's a bite attack of 11, and Frederick, oh, good boy, Frederick. He gets out of the way for a 17. So he flutters out the way, and I'd say that the jaguar just smashes its face on the ground. And now Simon.
So I'm probably pretty...
Punctured.
Woozy. Yeah, punctured's a good word, but I was, yeah.
Perforated.
Yeah. I'd probably try and realize I'm a bit outmatched and try and fight from the air rather than fighting from the ground. That doesn't make any sense for Simon. So he'd try and take off.
Okay.
And, like, you know, like, see if he can swipe with his wings as he takes off kind of scenario.
Okay, so you want to fly up past it and slash it on the way up.
Yeah, and then see if I can get the hell out of the way. Yeah. See if I can. Okay.
Jeff, at any point, do you want to tell anyone the information you've got about this jaguar?
Yes. Seeing Simon about to take to the skies, Jeff shouts from between the jaguar's paws, "It's the mare! Don't kill her!"
Simon is very gullible, so he would believe you straight away. So character-wise, he would be like, "Oh no!" And he would fly up and dive out of the way of what he was trying to do. You know, so like he'd get out of his own way, sort of.
He'd still knock her out with a ball bearings.
Yeah, but he'd just barrel roll up into the sky instead of slicing her like he was going to, you know?
Yeah, she just took a big blunt damage attack from trying to hit Frederick, but like smacking her face on the ground instead.
Mm.
Okay, so you make your attack.
Well, I'm not really making an attack, am I, in this turn?
You can kick her.
Yeah. I mean, unless I'm gonna, as I barrel roll, a ball bearing kind of plops out of my satchel, you know, like.
I mean, as you're spinning the satchel.
And then I'm like, oh no, Timmel left the satchel open, like, and it just sort of falls out.
Yeah, I mean, Oliver just had a good idea. You could use the satchel, you know, like
as you spin, it's gonna be coming. It'll be spinning around you like a you know, like a slingshot.
Like a pillowcase full of soap bars.
Really? I just always imagine them to be more like the horse saddlebags, so they're quite strapped onto the horse, you know?
Oh, but then how do you operate?
Because they're attached to the saddle, which is on my back.
Alright.
Yeah, so I always imagine it'd be quite hard for Simon to, like, maneuver his wing around to pull out a ball bearing out of his own back to throw it. That's why I'm like, it just falls out of the satchel.
Yeah, we don't need to get into the realism
of a pigeon pulling a ball bearing out of his own.
I think you'll find the average common pigeon doesn't have the dexterity to reach his own back, and I think reach is even the wrong verb for an avian.
On the opposable thumbs, I'm going to tell you that I oppose to this whole idea. It's quite preposterous.
Staying alive.
Okay,
anyway,
make whatever attack you are making.
So Simon, hearing his friend yell some pretty good advice at him, barrel rolls out of the way, but smacks her accidentally with the breastplate as he's going through. You know what I mean? Like, doesn't quite get out of the way.
I love how you just described "don't kill her" as pretty good advice.
Yeah. it does seem pretty good advice. He's kind of like swinging upwards and he doesn't quite get out of the way, so it hits her with the breastplate as he's coming through.
Okay, make a club attack.
Oh, it's a spade. It is a 7 of spades, so it's a 13 plus my breastplate, which is 16, plus my fly, so that's 18.
Okay, she got
a
15.
Can I add aerobatics to that too, to make it 19, just in case?
No, she got a 15.
Okay.
But she also got spades, so I'm going to say they cancel each other out.
Okay.
And that difference is actually enough to end it, so knock her unconscious.
Yeah,
or,
so I wouldn't be trying to, I'd be trying not to do like lethal damage as such. I'd just be, yeah.
Okay,
Simon to just accidentally knock her out.
Yeah, so as you fly past and you smack her with your breastplate, her head and jaw sort of gets knocked back really hard and then her body just starts to fall. Jeff, where are you?
Jeff was last seen between the paws of Le Jaguar, but he's a scuttly boy, so... Yep.
Do some scuttling.
Jeff scuttles.
Okay, so the jaguar body starts to fall on you. Make a scuttle flip.
Scuttling we'll call...
And it's definitely spades. Spades.
Well, I got a club, but I also got a 5, and that's 9. And I don't have anything scuttle-related, so that's 9 only.
Okay, so yeah, you just run as fast as your little mouse legs will take you, and you do a cool, like, leaping away from an explosion sort of slow-motion leap as this jaguar body falls really hard behind you, and it just pins your tail on the ground. And Frederick just goes, oh, that was the mayor, you say? And then, like, he stands over you, Jeff, and making a show of not helping you out from under this jaguar. Just stands
Freddy,
over you.
Freddy, come here, good lad. Freddy.
Yes, Freddy, I see you there, Jeff.
Freddy, there you are, my good man. I missed you earlier when I was defeating this beast alone.
Well, it looks like
Simon's above you, and he's flapping still, so there's, like, dust coming up around you guys as well. And he's like, oops! Sorry, did I do that?
No, my good man, no, don't worry about it. I'll take all the blame.
Hey, Simon, how about you and I? We go and celebrate together. You know, two birds, get a drink. And
yes, we all should. Two birds and a mouse, get a drink.
Two birds, get a drink, yes, two birds. Let's go,
two birds,
Simon.
One mouse.
Actually, Frederick, I think we should go see... They all hid in a tree, and I'd quite like to see if they're all right.
All right, let's go. Good. You and me, two birds. Let's go.
Cool.
All right, follow me. And
there's a wee mouse down
Simon
here.
Simon flies off.
A little trapped at times, folks. Very good. Yes. Well, see you later, boys.
And that's the end of the episode. Jeff is trapped under a jaguar, and Simon and Frederick have gone to tell the folks that the coast is clear.
More gigantic adventures coming soon when Jeff and Simon return.
The Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon uses the Suited RPG system by Escapebox Games. If you want to learn more about Suited or play it for yourself, head to escapeboxgames.com. We are a very proud member of the Podicon Go network, family-friendly shows that are fun for everyone. Visit podicongo.com to learn more about this and other fantastic podcasts.
Hey, Daniel here from the Happy Go Lucky Podcast. The show you've just been listening to is part of the new and upcoming Podicon Go podcasting network. What is Podicon Go, you ask? We're a group of independent creators that are committed to creating, distributing, and supporting content that is clean, fun, and appropriate for all ages. Thank you for listening. Be sure to hit subscribe and show your love for this show with a 5-star review. Every time you do, you're helping to support family-friendly content for everyone to enjoy.